And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. It's marvelous, monumental, most fascinating, massively mind-bending Monday as we join our hearts and minds as one, drawing closer to the King of Kings and glorifying his name. First, Job recognizes the value of wisdom. Isn't that funny? We were just talking about wisdom. Let's understand that knowledge is acquiring of facts, but wisdom is the ability to use them. Proverbs says wisdom is the principal thing. Those who reject it do so to their own destruction. Next, God knows where it can be found. Some of the great atheist scholars have said that if God were real, we would be able to see him and attain him because we are the wise people on the planet. The absolute irony of pride and arrogance is the very reason why many nobles and many worldly wise and many mighty people will never enter the kingdom of God. And finally, the fear of the Lord is true wisdom. Here's the biggest reason why people don't find the wisdom of the Lord. Because it starts with the fear of the Lord. It doesn't start with the brilliance of academia. It doesn't start with the brilliance of politicians. It doesn't start with the brilliance of making money. It starts with the brilliance of getting down on our knees, praying and asking God for help in all things. That is fearing the Lord, and that is the beginning of wisdom.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations, spiritual observations. My life's insanities and oy vey, so much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? Now, you can email us during the show, david@hemustincrease.org. That's david@hemustincrease.org. You can text us, 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Or you can call us at 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. Now, when you call, so I'm giving you this forewarning. When you call 972-445-0770, you'll end up talking to Dynamite D.
Hello, lucky person. You got the number right, because you are talking to Kid a Dynamite.
All right, now, very few will understand that this is absolutely the best one that I have ever given Dynamite D, but talking to Dynamite D is like the glory of eating a kosher corned beef sandwich.
That's pretty good, Dave.
Oh,
that's pretty
come
good.
On now.
I think it means something to you as well.
So you have to go back to Detroit in the 60s and 70s at the Stage Deli, which they used to have a Stage Deli in New York, and they still have one in Vegas. That's where you have to go to understand, oh, yes.
I'm hungry now, Dave.
Oh yes. All right. Isn't that mean of me? Here's the bottom line. If you've got a prayer request or a praise report, fantastic. Not that you have a prayer request. Not that that's fantastic, but fantastic. We'll take our faith and put it with your faith. We'll combine that and pray and ask God to help. Right? Best bumper sticker in the world. Ask Jesus. Here's the thing. The thing is, you've got maybe a praise report, something that's going on. Cordelia shared a massively wonderful praise report just last week. Just share it. You don't have to speak wisely. Just share it. Tell what the Lord does. The Lord will take what's spoken and make it work where it's supposed to work. That's his job.
And it's something about sharing, Dave, that just builds the faith of everyone.
You know, it's because it's relatable. So, like, when you're reading scripture, you know, it's not that it's not relatable. The Holy Spirit makes it, you know, connected to you. But when you hear it from another brother or sister, they're close. You can touch them.
It's like, well, wait, wait, oh, that's the person I've heard. That's the person I know. Right, exactly. It's very powerful. So if you have that opportunity to do it, great. If you have the opportunity, you need a prayer for something, great. If you got the right recipe for, you know, homemade apple pie with ice cream, great. We're for that. We like stuff like that. If you got something you want to share, that's great. Here's the thing. It's just not a kvetch fest. There's so much to kvetch about, right? But not right now. You do that later on the other shows that give you the opportunity, and we support that. Just not here right now. We're just not doing that. For this next hour and a half, it's like, no. Okay? That doesn't mean we won't get mean. Doesn't mean we won't get silly. Doesn't mean any of that. Just, no, not right now. Okay? All right. Here you go. Here's your trivia question. I expect everybody to get this. Isn't that terrible to say? Here's the trivia question. I expect everyone to get this.
Let's see. Let's hear it.
All right. How many stones did David use to kill Goliath? Huh? How many stones did David use to kill Goliath? Okay. All right. There you go. If you think you know the answer. Okay. Just 972-445-0770. Also, you can text in 214-210-8483. Also, you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. So the trivia question is, how many stones did David use to kill Goliath? That's the, see how I have to do that? I have to, see, because questions can get technical and you got to be like really careful, right? Okay, so I got to be really careful. All right, we do have somebody ready to answer the trivia question. Let's send them on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Knock, knock. It's Jay. Hey. David, you're trying to be tricky this morning.
See if you caught that one. That's a good one. So here's the question. Give you the chance. Here we go. How many stones did David use to kill Goliath?
One.
That is correct, if I know!
buddy, you need to make them harder too.
Okay. All right. Here it is then. Okay. What?
I love you, and I did pray for you this morning in the show. I just can't wait until it comes on every day.
That's such a blessing. All right. Now I'm going to make this follow up question a little harder. In Hebrew, In Hebrew, how many stones did he take in preparation?
Three.
No. But
no.
Go up a
really?
Little more.
Oh, wait. No, he had a bag. Well, and 12?
How many fingers do you have on your hand total?
10.
No, go back to one hand.
Oh, I'm sorry. On one hand. Well, left hand or right hand, because I did have that saw in an accident. Four.
Minus the accident.
I got four fingers, David.
Okay. How many sticking things out from your palm? You're killing me here. You know that, right?
He took five stones,
he
I'm
did
guessing.
Take five stones. So it's been taught that because Goliath had four brothers, that's not why he took five stones. I mean, that's just silly. He took five. He was doing preparation. But even in preparation, sometimes you don't have to use everything. You just have to be prepared. That's the goal.
Oh, I get it. I did not realize that. I thought he was such a so good with the sling that he only knew he needed one. Because God would make it land where it needed to land.
He did have that faith, but he also did have that, what's the word we would want to use? He wanted to make sure he presented before the Lord. So when you present before the Lord, it's like, here I am.
True.
I'm giving you everything I got, just making sure. And then you never know which stone God was going to use.
Very cool. Yeah. Well, he could have, I mean, knowing David, he probably could have fired them all at one time.
Probably. He probably could have wiped out a whole bunch of people. Exactly right. Excellent job. Excellent phone call. Always a pleasure to hear from you.
Love you, Brother Spoon.
All right. God bless you.
You too, buddy.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Who's more fun than us? Nobody.
That was a good call.
Yeah, great call. All right, we still have to do DNA because I didn't do that. So I'm going to have to set the teaching back because I have to do DNA. And why you think I have to do DNA? It's so funny because I'm not kidding. I'm not bragging. I'm trying to tell you what happened. So I had all my stuff going on today. Everything's going great. And I just kept getting this sense from the Lord. It's like, no, you're going to go lots earlier. And I'm like, no, I'm thinking, no. And it's like, kept going, you're leaving earlier. You're leaving earlier. So apparently I was supposed to leave earlier. So I left about 45 minutes earlier than normal. This is not a joke. I went did these things that I had to do for an errand, got on the road, doing my pranks, do a lot of pranks sometimes on the road, depending on the time. Wouldn't you know that there was an accident that delayed the drive almost 40 minutes?
In your case, I'm not surprised.
But then I got here at 2 minutes to the normal time.
Wow.
It's just like, thank you, Lord. Right? This is why you need DNA. This is for all the other stuff, forget it. You know what I'm right? Because that's why. Because then at some point you just think none of that was wasted. All of that. God had this plan all along. In fact, he showed me something about having a plan all along that I saw today in Scripture that I didn't like, in the sense that it's not that I dislike what God was showing me. I just was like, wow, that's just way more intense than I thought. And we're going to get into that, especially when we get into Genesis. There's something I picked. Okay, I'll tell you. You want me to tell you? I got
to
tell you.
Of course, you have to.
All right. Listen to this. Now, I'm not going out on a limb for this. But you know, when Abraham, his dad, so Abraham had two other brothers, right? So Abraham had two other brothers. His father, Terah, that's his dad. Terah had three kids, three boys, right? Well, Haran was the one of the boys, and he's the one that had Lot. Well, he died, okay? So the father, Haran, died. So Lot didn't have a dad kind of mentality, right? And it doesn't talk as much about the other brother, but Haran died, and then Abraham and Sarah there. And then it says that Abraham and Sarah, that Sarah could not get pregnant. Okay, she could not conceive. So here's the only thing I want you to be aware of. In the fact that the scripture makes it a point to tell you that she could not conceive, and then Terah decided we're going to go from where we are in the early Chaldees, we're going to go to Canaan, okay? He took Lot, who didn't have a dad, and then Sarah and Abram, and I was thinking, why would he take Sarah and Abram? I can understand Lot, but why would he take Sarah and Abram? And you know one of the reasons that crossed my mind, don't get offended, crossed my mind, is they didn't have kids because she couldn't have kids, so easier to travel. So let's go. And it's like all the adults went. And her not having kids might have been a bigger part of the plan to get Abraham to go because the other brother didn't go. And it's just like one of those, like, maybe Sarah didn't get pregnant because God said, no, she can't get pregnant now because I want Abraham on the journey with his dad so they get to Canaan. It's just those things you think, this is so far past us.
His divine plan is amazing.
So far past you and I were like, I'm just looking at that going, yeah, see, because Noelle and I had some extra time this weekend and we were laughing about without kids and grandkids and a dog because we're like, you know, Bert, we just let Bert sit at the house for a couple hours. We were able to do anything. We were able to go anywhere. And what's bizarre about that is that transferred into me maybe understanding, and maybe I'm wrong, but maybe not, that they were travelable with Tehran to go to Canaan.
But here's the thing that's funny too, Dave. We get so frustrated. You think about Abraham. We try to force our own way and get into stuff. It's like because we really don't understand his divine plan. And sometimes it gets tough. It's tough. Like, God, I got to trust you. You know, he had to trust.
Exactly.
He had to trust God for that birth. It took a long time, but it's a lot of lessons in that, Dave. It's a lot of
There's
lessons.
There's just a time. I'm looking at it thinking, is that possible? I haven't done my due diligence or research, so I'm hesitant to share with you. But it's not impossible that because they didn't have kids, it was easier for them to travel. And so he's just said, all right, we're all going. We're going here. And it's just like that could have been one of the reasons she didn't have kids yet. It's like, what? The plan was that big? Yes. Because a nation was going to come out of them. So you just got to pull it back and go, only the Lord could pull that off. There's just nobody else. All right, let me do the DNA.
But Dave, hold on. Can you imagine how frustrated they were waiting for that kid?
No, they didn't.
He was going to change everything, though.
And the irony is that then God makes him a promise. 25 years after the promise is when the kid came from the promise. Just think about that. You'd just be like going, wait, what?
Wow.
Like what? Patience? I'm not a doctor. No, wife. Yes, you're a doctor, but I still have no patience. This is like, just blow your mind. Anyway, all right, let's do our DNA. All right, I can just get caught up in this for. I love stuff like this. Oh, anyway, D, draw closer to the Lord
daily.
Because if you don't, you're missing out. That's why. And does it have to be, you know, any of this? No, could be. You could use a routine. You could not use a routine. I don't care. I don't care if you go into the corner and spit nickels. I don't care. Just do it with the Lord. Okay? That's D. Draw closer to the Lord daily. N. Never be ashamed of Jesus or his words. I know you guys are aware that in a school in Utah, in Davis County, the King James Bible has been pulled from the middle school because a parent complained it's too violent.
Are we surprised?
No. Never be out of the school. They're pulling it now. Not the other stuff, never be ashamed of Jesus or his words. And then A, always be ready.
To serve.
To serve, which goes back with our original teaching earlier today. And it's very important to understand that that's a reflection of Jesus and best that we can do. No, we're not going to be perfect servants, but we have to have the mind and the heart of a servant to reflect Jesus Christ. That's the truth. All right, we'll take our break, come back, and then we got so much more. Just hang in there. We'll get through it. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Since the dawn of the internet, people have been looking for a website they can be proud of without costing an arm or a leg. People want a quality website to promote their ministry, business, hobby, or passion. Introducing Cowpunch Sites. Cowpunch Sites can help you create and maintain a quality website. From design to security, Cowpunch does it all. Cowpunch is a family-owned and operated business, taking a fresh approach to business. Lots of clients at lower prices. Make mom happy.
The most significant benefit of working with Cowpunch Sites is that you work with real people, not cheesy templates. No outsourcing. It's $57 a month, and there's no setup fee and no cancellation fees. When you go to cowpunchsites.com/dad. That's cowpunchsites.com/dad. That's me. Oh, did I mention that it's $57 a month? Cowpunch Sites, $57 a month, and that's no bull.
Dave, this is a nice radio station.
Oops, sorry. That's Cowpunch Sites, $57 a month, and that's no baloney. There, that's better. Cowpunchsites.com/dad.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
Do you think it's been organizational leadership has been a good thing for church leaders?
Well, I'll tell you what, it's a penetrating question. The answer is very simple. If used correctly to add value to people and serve others, it's a good thing. If used incorrectly, it's not a good thing. And, when people talk about everything rises and falls on leadership, I teach them often that it rises, but it also falls. And nothing is better than for people to have a good leader, and nothing's worse than for people to have a bad leader. And what makes servant leadership work is this. Most leaders put themselves first before their people. And so it is a me motivation as far as leading. What's in it for me? I travel internationally with my company, Equip. In fact, I'll leave Sunday for Guatemala. In fact, I'll be meeting next week with the president and the cabinet of Guatemala. And when I'm with these leaders alone, David, alone, I mean, no handlers, no media, nothing, but just alone. The question I ask them, which is, I think, the true servant leadership question is, will the people be better off after you've served your term as a leader than they were before you got there?
Wow.
And I think that's, and when the answer is yes, you have been a good leader, it has been a good thing. Organizational leadership, good thing. When the answer is no, bad leader, bad thing.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That detour, now I know we don't always do those, right? We do them sometimes, right?
It was really fun though, Dave. A little off-road.
And I don't want anybody to get the wrong idea. And that's like another, we just got into it and then Dee and I were just getting it. I love stuff like that because it's like, well, you have to think about it and like, oh, so don't get all like, they're trying to be overly spiritual. Like, that is
we're just having fun, really.
The last thing in the world we're looking for. What we're trying to do is just enjoy God. And you know what? That thing that he didn't let you do or didn't keep you in or put you around, maybe that was all part of the plan years beforehand.
He already knew it. But yet we try to force it, Dave.
I'm telling you. Then you get an Ishmael. All right, here is your next trivia question. Now, again, and Jay was right, it was a little tricky in the last one. This is going to also be a little tricky, okay? So I'm telling you ahead of time, so you know that. It's not the horn one yet, but it's a little tricky. Who shut the mouth of the lions? Daniel chapter 6, verse 22. Who? So we do have a specific caricature in mind. Who shut the mouths of lions for Daniel? Okay, you guys should know that one, actually. 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483. As well, send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. We are, of course, so far behind that I am going to skip the comedy part of this, just because we're having a good time in the Lord. And I do want to get into this thing on wisdom, which is a very, very essential for us to operate in. Okay, so we are in Job. We are in chapter 28, and we are at verse 17. Okay? Job 28. Just think, Job 28. It's like there's a lot of chapters in Job. I know. But the last part of it from 31 on will be, or 32 on, will be pretty speedy. Okay, I'm just so you can know ahead of time. But this, I think this Job study has been really good for me. I like getting into it because it reminds me, I have to have, we're talking about that patience, and have to have that trust that when you don't know what's going on and you cannot nail it down, and you've done pretty good in the Lord. Because there's nothing in here that says, look at, Job had pride and he had this and he had all these things, but there's nothing in there that says he was like this wayward, bad, super bad guy. And we already know that's not the case. In fact, God was bragging about him. So this review reminds me almost weekly, hey, simmer down, Dave. Calm down, okay? There's more going on than meets the eye. That's a big part of this, right? All right. So Job chapter 28, verse 17, wisdom is far more valuable than gold and crystal. It cannot be purchased with jewels mounted in fine gold. Coral and valuable rock crystals are worthless in trying to get it. The prize of wisdom is far above pearls. Topaz from Ethiopia cannot be exchanged for it, for the value is greater than the purest gold. Just slow down. From a practical point of view, what knowledge is the quiet, and this is a practical point of view. It's not the only point of view. Knowledge is the acquiring of facts. It's getting information. It's growing in understanding, not application, but in the material. Wisdom is the ability to use them, which is why Proverbs talks about wisdom coming with more age to in the natural realm, but then demonstrates that wisdom can come from your engagement with God. Proverbs takes quite the time, especially if you look at chapter 1 and chapter 2, to discuss that wisdom is the principal thing. I think it's Proverbs 1:7. The wisdom is the principal thing, and those who reject it do so to their own destruction. There's a portion in Proverbs that says wisdom calls out, and then the people reject it, and then when people seek it after they've rejected it, wisdom rejects them. It's one of those personifications of a principle that the Lord is trying to tell us, look, the Lord's trying to teach you, you need to be teachable. At no point does any person, except for Jesus Christ, need not to be taught. Okay, so just erase it. I don't care if you're the greatest theologian, if you got 30 doctors of divinities, you got so many PhDs, you got so many degrees that they call you Dr. Fahrenheit. I don't care if you're that hot and that smart. You're never smart enough to know it all. That's the requirement that God brings before us. And this process of understanding that there's a difference between earthly wisdom and godly wisdom is the great point that even Job is trying to make. And I know, you know, he's not as he done a lot of complaining. He does a lot of complaining, just say that, about the people he's with more than anything else. But Job knows, look at godly wisdom is the most necessary component on the existence of this engagement with God. And what he's going to lead into is something that is so amazing. I'm going to pull it back because it's so amazing. We don't think of it in these terms often. But the power that Job is writing with when he says that wisdom, its value is greater than the purest gold. To mankind, the purest gold is like the greatest. Oh, it's worth so much. Except even with the purest gold, you can spend eternity apart from God. But with godly wisdom, you cannot. See, just right there, it's like, whoa. So one's like a forever thing, and one's like a bad forever thing. Like, right, that doesn't take a genius, does it? No, it doesn't. We have somebody calling in, and we want to give them a chance to answer a trivia question. Let's send them on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Hello, believers in Christ Jesus. This is Brother Stan.
Hey, Brother Stan. How are you?
Man, I can't complain.
Well, it doesn't help anyway, right?
No, I can't complain, Brother David. I can't complain.
That's right. That's right. You know what the ends?
I really can't.
The ends of the camp started burning when they started doing that. That's right. That's good point.
I got it bad enough. I don't want to start complaining. Hold up his blessing.
There's a Yiddish proverb that says the people that complain the most will live the longest, just so God can say, so there. Like they have to live their whole life in complaint. It's like, that's a classic.
Well, I can. I appreciate him so much. People say, man, it got to be better than this. Well, it can be worse, too.
Yes, amen.
So I'm like Uncle Paul. I've learned to be content.
Amen, brother.
And that wasn't easy.
Amen.
You know, I'm constantly learning, but I've learned to be content and know that my God is on the throne.
Amen.
And sometimes that's my joy. That's my joy. That's my happiness. I know he's on the throne.
That's it. And if you catch what you just said, which is so powerful, it's like the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Okay, we're done.
Hallelujah.
Leave it there. That's all you got to know.
Yes, sir.
All right, here we go. Who shut the mouth of the lions? What character, who did that?
I believe it was the angel.
That is correct, Amundo! The angel of the Lord. And so that it's important to note that however that transpired in front of Daniel, because we don't know the physicality of it all, he's like, he knew, that's an angel. It's like, wow. He's in the den with the angel. He comes in and goes, like, wow. And he knew.
Wow.
It's just so powerful. It's like, that's how powerful God is. Isn't that
amen.
Awesome?
Amen. You know, real quick, I was reading an article once where a gentleman in Africa was coming back from a Christian meeting, a really Holy Ghost Christian meeting, and he walked through a trail, and a python or whatever grabbed hold to him. And he said he started calling on the name of Jesus, said he bit that snake and whatever, and he killed that snake, and he went back to his village, and they thought he was a witch man or witchcraft. God can do whatever we need him to do.
Amen.
At any time we need him to do it.
Exactly right.
That's an article I read,
I believe that. Zero problem believing that. If you have God that splits the Red Sea open, it's like, yep, anything he wants. Let's just watch this. Stops the sun and the moon. Yep, anything he wants to do, that'll work.
Come on now.
Amen.
Come on now. I appreciate it.
There's no limit to the power of the Most High God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
We love the radio show whenever I get to use it. I'm a big truck driver, and I try to let other people call, but I love the show, and I love the humor. God laughs. God wants us to laugh. You know, some people are so holier than thou, they can't even put a smile on their face. I like the humor you bring in the teaching.
Amen,
y'all be blessed.
Brother. Thank you, brother. God bless you.
Yes, sir. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Excellent call. We're just on the roll. We're just... My name, and my feet are on the rock, and my name is on the roll.
Praise God.
Rock and roll. We'll take a break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
When you are in the presence of the Lord and His presence is strengthening you. And we talked about that can happen through the Word of God, through prayer, and through fellowship. And then you go through some process where somebody sends you a text, or somebody sends you a letter, or somebody calls you, or somebody sends you an email, or somebody looks at you funny, or somebody kind of glances, or somebody says something about you, or you hear something about yourself, or you eat the wrong kind of tacos and you just feel bad and the joy is sucking away at the moment. Here is the answer while the devil is trying to take your joy away. Here is the key for the next 365 days for your life. When the devil takes the joy away by robbing you, you go back into the presence of God again. When the devil comes in and robs you and takes that joy, will you get up off your duff or your blessed assurance and you go into the presence of God again, be it prayer, be it Bible, be it fellowship, be it worship, be it whatever. I don't care. Get up and get back in the presence of God again. And when the devil comes around the second time and knocks on your door and you open it and he takes it from you again, then you get off your blessed assurance again and you get back into the presence of God again. And when he does it a third time, you do it again. And when he does it a fourth time, you do it again. Because the strength of the Lord is in the joy of the Lord, which is found in the presence of the Lord. And when he comes a-robbing, you go to refill. When the tank is empty, put gas in it. When you're depleted, fill it up. And you think, well, I can't do that. Why not? You did it the first time. Yes, but that was special. Why? Because you tried. Try again. But you don't understand. No, I don't care. That's much, much more heartless to say that, huh? That's a good one. I don't care. It doesn't matter. I care about the truth. I don't care about somebody's, well, my perception. Well, good for you. God bless you. When you can figure out that you can argue with God, let me know how that goes. If you win that argument, you come back. You can take the throne. But you ain't going to win it. So when the enemy comes and he comes a-stealing, you do exactly what you need to do to take it back. If he steals from you, you take it right back. Why? Because you can. Because he's not empowered to keep it from you. He's empowered to take it momentarily. You're empowered to take it right back. Take it.
The David Spoon Experience.
Amazing grace. How sweet.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Oh, I got a challenging trivia question. Here we go. Just a challenging one. Okay? Challenging, right? Here we go. How many days did Goliath challenge Israel to send a man to fight him? Oh! Always a little harder on this one, isn't it?
That's a little tougher.
How many days did Goliath challenge Israel to send a man to fight him? If you think you know the answer, 972-445-0770. You can also text 214-210-8483 or send an email, david@hemustincrease.org, and it'll send you up to the website to tell you, blah, blah, give, blah, 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 new updates, blah, 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 speaking updates, website updates, prayer and praise, blah, 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 blah. Go to the website. At least check it out. I spend a lot of time on it. I hope you guys enjoy it. Check out hemustincrease.org.
Prayer request?
hemustincrease.org.
Praise report?
hemustincrease.org.
Looking to give to this ministry?
hemustincrease.org.
Confused by what's happening right now?
hemustincrease.org.
hemustincrease.org.
Uka chaka, uka, uka, uka chaka, uka, uka, uka chaka, uka, uka, uka chaka.
See, I can't tell you that's on my playlist when I work out. That's on my playlist when I work out, so I know it pretty well. I have this whole, so I have all the spiritual songs. You know, you got your spiritual songs, and then you have these other songs, and maybe even a band or two that you like that you don't tell a lot of people about. I have a whole little thing called Wacky Hits.
That's that, fits you, that fits you with that name, Dave.
Yeah, it's
leave it there. Somebody ready to answer a trivia question? Send them on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Knock, knock. It's Jay again.
How you doing, brother?
Was it like Noah? Was it days and nights or just days? Which is your question now?
That's the key. Give me the answer. You got it. It is.
How about?
How many?
How about 40 days but 39 nights?
There you go! Brilliant answer, by the way. That's actually very, very good. 40 days. A lot of people don't realize. They think he just came out a couple of times. Hey, I'm big. You're little. Let's go. It's like, no.
Yeah, well, it's because he came out and all the little Israelites were like, we're scared.
Yeah, and they went.
And they didn't believe like David did.
That's right. And you know why? Because in their minds, they weren't thinking of fighting is with God as their partner. And so that because.
There you go. And I don't want to. I'm not sure. I wouldn't dare try to correct the great David Spoon theology, but. In your last segment, you said he can't be empowered or he is not empowered. I want to say unless we give him that power.
That is true.
We can turn that power over to Satan.
Correct.
I'm sorry to say.
Yes.
Isn't that correct?
Yeah, but the way we would say it is you can take it back. So he's not empowered in the capacity of having authority without your yielding. So because
there ain't
you
nothing
can take
like
it back,
good repentance on your knees, David.
Nothing like it. Nothing like it in all the world, right? Literally.
Love you again, brother. Keep throwing those trivia questions out there.
You got it, bro.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Great, great follow-up call. And actually, 40 days, 39 nights was a brilliant answer. That was a better answer than I can come up with. So I definitely got to give him props for that. That was really good. Okay, now, here's the thing. I want to get into the teaching, so we'll do the history in the next segment, okay? Because I want to get to this thing in Job. And I know we have a lot of fun. And look, it's Monday. Who's not having fun? But I want you to catch something. There's two things that he says really, really fascinating. So going right back to verse 20, so Job 28:20, it says this, "But do people know where to find wisdom? Where can they find understanding?" Listen to this statement. For it is hidden from the eyes of all humanity. Even the sharp-eyed birds in the sky cannot discover it. But destruction and death say, we have heard a rumor of where wisdom can be found. Surely God knows where it can be found. Oh, see, this is why Job is in the poetry. So you ever like try to figure out, well, you know, what's the deal with poetry? Like, why do you have, so what you have is you have the Torah, right? You've got Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy, okay? Number two, I love Jay, but it's not the great David Spoon. Number three, so then you've got the history, and then you have what we call poetry, and then you have major prophets, only because of the length of their stuff, and then minor prophets. It's kind of broken down into five ways. Well, poetry is Job, Psalm, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, and Song of Solomon. Well, there's nobody that has a problem understanding Song of Solomon, got it, Ecclesiastes, got it. So, but why is Job in there? Because there's so, I mean, it's so much more like really, not that it's theological, but it's like more story-driven or whatever, and this is why. You're looking right at the text that tells you why Job is in poetry, right here. Because in verse 20, for people do not know where to find wisdom. Where can they find understanding? It is hidden from the face of all humanity. Even the sharp-eyed birds in the sky can't discover it. But destruction and death say, we have heard a rumor of where wisdom can be found. Surely God knows where it can be found. That's poetic. That's what I want you to get. That's, oh, that's very, you know, it's like, oh, that's the way he said that, right? In fact, if you go a little further down, and we should, for surely God knows where it can be found. He looks throughout the whole earth under the heavens. He made the winds. He looks throughout the whole earth and under the heavens. He made the winds blow and determined how much rain should fall. He made the laws of rain. Wait a second. There's laws to rain? Well, there is if you're God, okay? Not the weathermen. You understand the difference there? Not the weathermen, but the Lord. See, people are like, oh, well, everything, the sun rises and sets because it all rotates. No, it doesn't. I know. They're so brilliant, right? It rises and it sets because God says, keep moving. That's why it rises and sets. See, this is the thing people miss. They think, no. It's all because it's in the rotation, right up until God says, stop. And then it doesn't rotate. And this is the problem that mankind has. And this is the problem with people functioning off the realms of these different elements, thinking that academia is the answer. Science is the answer. Trust the science. Seriously, would you want us to trust the science 300 years ago? Because smoking, when it came around 200 years ago, was great. Great way to relieve stress. Doctors used to teach. Don't tell me they didn't do. They used to teach that that's a good stress reliever. You want to know why some of the doctors taught that? Because they got paid money. Don't you understand? This is the wisdom of man. It's like, wait, what? If you just trusted in all the science, do you know how old the earth is? Well, 50 years ago, it was 10 billion, then it was 26 billion, and then the scientists said it was 50 billion. Then they said, well, it's probably more like 33 billion. Now they're saying it could be 5 billion. Hey, guess what? Does all the scientists who guess wrong post 5 billion, should they all, what should we do with all of them? They were all wrong. So we're supposed to trust them? So that idea behind this, that trust the science, really? You guys can't even figure out actually what makes a seed grow. You anticipate it's because of this and then you don't give the growth. This is academia. This is science. This is the dumbness of it all. And here's Job, and I'm trying to be nice about this because I am academic. I mean, I love academia to a degree. It's like, here's Job going, and nobody gets it. You're right. He's right. And the idea that the leading atheists and academics would say, if God was real, we would know, that tells you why none of them know God. Right there. Just as like, okay. I'm not that smart, but I'm smart enough to know that if you say, if God were real, I would know because I'm smart, you will never know God. Period. Which then proves you're the biggest nincompoop on the planet. It's just like, come on. So what I'm trying to illustrate is not to be mean, although I do that pretty well. I mean, I'm not trying to be mean. Here's the thing. The pride and the arrogance of humanity disqualifies people from the ability to see wisdom beyond their hand. What blows me away more than anything else, just tell me how you feel about this. Could you imagine if just one of those people ran into an angel of the Lord?
Wow.
What are you? It's like they would be lost, right? Daniel's like, yep, that was an angel of the Lord. Yeah, stop the lions. You imagine the intellects going, got it.
Dave, you know what this makes me think reading this scripture? God is the real climate change.
That is so true. It's like all these people are like, look, I know everybody thinks it's this, 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 and this. But you know, this is the 15,000th thing they come up with, that this is this and this is this. I mean, they have lawyers for plants. Seriously, you need help with this? I'm sorry. Dave, don't ridicule. I'm not. I'm having fun. I love every one of them and pray for them on a regular basis. But a dandelion does not need to have an amicus brief written out for it. So I'll just stand with that.
Right.
I'm standing with that. Take a break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
This KAAM radio show with your very own David Spoon is not a business, but a nonprofit ministry first and foremost committed to sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ and strategically equipping the saints. Our mission is to educate, encourage, and entertain Christian believers, the hurting, and those not yet believers who need biblical truths. To continue our radio ministry and message of truth, we need many of our faithful listeners to support us, as well as ministry partners who might wish to sponsor the He Must Increase ministry. By giving, you wonderfully facilitate our priorities of assertively teaching the Word of God, and you get nothing in return. No quid pro quo. Nothing but a receipt at year end indicating you gave to us, since your donation is 100% tax deductible. Remember that it says in Corinthians that whoever sows generously will also reap generously, or in Proverbs where it teaches that a generous person will prosper. Whoever refreshes others will be refreshed. But if you cannot give, no problem. Continue to enjoy and learn and give however you see fit whenever you can. To support us, go to hemustincrease.org. That's hemustincrease.org. Such support is terribly appreciated, knowing it enables our beloved David Spoon to give to all of us his time, energy, like so few can, right here on KAAM.
Then they complained to Moses, against Moses and Aaron, and they said it had been better for us to die in Egypt or even here in the wilderness. Their theory in that thought process is they're thinking it'd be better for us if we just died in the wilderness or back in Egypt where we know where things were at, as opposed to going to a new land and being consumed by these big people. This is a terrible idea. There's some commentators that believe that their complaining really has to do with they thought it would be better to die over time in the wilderness or over time in Egypt versus going to the land and being immediately killed by these big people. And they were bumming. And look what they said. Wouldn't it be better to go back to Egypt? How quick we forget what the bondage is once you're out. Oh, how quickly do you forget the bondages that God brought you through once you're away from it? Like, I don't remember being that bad.
The David Spoon Experience on 770 KAAM.
You may be from a Baptist background, a Pentecostal background, a non-denominational background. David Spoon has that too. You may be from the Church of Christ, Presbyterian, Methodist, Church of God, or some other denomination. But if you're looking for a show that's Bible-based, Spirit-led, and a bit nutty, then give David a listen for a while. If you like it, great. If not, no worries. The David Spoon Experience.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the truth station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the truth station here in Texas. Last trivia question. I think Jay did a great job because he had his first one and he was like, you know, not quite, and then he got the second one. It's like, okay. So that's great, great backup. And I still think 40 days, 39 nights. That's like,
that's pretty brilliant.
That's a brilliant answer. So props to him. Okay. All right. Here's your last triv question. Okay. And again, don't be afraid to call in. That's part of the fun. You know, we just do our best. Nobody gets, even if you're not even close, we get you there because that's part of the learning. The Lord sent Jonah to preach against what city? The Lord sent Jonah to preach against what city? If you think you know the answer, 972-445-0770. Also, 214-210-8483 is the text, and then david@hemustincrease.org. Okay, so the people with pow-pows today, just to give everybody a heads up, would be Al, Joy Ann, and Cordelia, and Jeff Dixon, all nailing pow-pows today. Very good, everybody. Got this last section. Before we do this last section, we have to do history, because I wrote it, so I have to share it. So go ahead.
Let's go live in the past. Let's go live in the past.
All right, today is Hot Air Balloon Day, for those that did not know. So a couple of things I do want to tell you about that. The tradition of breaking out a bottle of champagne when the balloon lands. The origin is actually unknown, but people will break out a bottle of champagne, probably because they survived.
Pretty much.
I would surmise. The song for Balloon Day is Up, Up, and Away by the Fifth Dimension. Get it?
I can see that.
Up and Away. Most famous hot air balloon movie scene, Wizard of Oz, when the wizard heads back to Kansas in the balloon without Dorothy. Well, that makes sense. Today, for those that don't know, is National Gingerbread Day.
Pretty good, Dave.
Not too shabby.
Sounds lovely.
And then Sausage Roll Day.
I'll take that as well.
Yeah. I mean, how do you not? I mean, I don't know. Can you put a sausage roll on a gingerbread?
I think that's a little bit too adventurous.
That would be kind of adventurous. Even for some, even for me. 1967 on this day, the Six-Day War began between Israel, Egypt, Jordan, and Syria. Do you know how long it lasted? 6 days. That's why it's called the Six-Day War. Okay. Making sure everybody
self-explanatory.
Yeah, just making sure everybody understands that. And then in 1994, on this day, the youngest college graduate ever, 10-year-old Michael Kearney, received his bachelor's degree in anthropology from the University of South Alabama. 10 years old.
Wow.
I think I was 10 years old.
That's amazing, Dave.
I'm pretty sure I was not in an academic format at that age. 10 years old.
10 years old, Dave.
Makes you feel like you failed as a parent. Anyway, no, I'm kidding. I was watching the Banana Splits at 10 years old. I don't know what anybody else is thinking. The Lord sent Jonah to preach against what city? If you think you know, 972-445-0770. 214-210-8483 is the text, and david@hemustincrease.org is the email. I don't want anybody to take offense that we've gone kind of down the road that we've had today. It's just different. Sometimes we go down this road.
This was a fun Monday, Dave. I hope no one
This is a it. Fun day. Monday, fun day. Fun day, Monday. Okay. Now watch, because this the ending part is just, it's just, you can't, you just have to love stuff like this. At least I do. Okay. Picking it back up from verse 26 in chapter 28. Of Job, he says this: he made the laws of the rain and prepared a path for the lightning. Then, when he had done all this, he saw wisdom and measured it. He established it and examined it thoroughly. And this is what he says to all humanity: the fear of the Lord is true wisdom. To forsake evil is real understanding. Okay? Not bringing in any kind of academic or political or financial realm. Just listen to the simplicity of the truth and let the truth speak for itself, so to speak. He made the laws of the rain and prepared a path for the lightning. Then, when he had done all this, he saw wisdom and he measured it. He established it and examined it thoroughly. And this is what he says to all humanity: the fear of the Lord is true wisdom. God establishes the understandings and the wisdoms and all of that. And then what he says to humanity: do you want to access that understanding? Do you want to grasp those principles? Do you want to get it and not be deceived and end up following death and destruction? Do you want to get any of that stuff? Here is your answer. The fear of the Lord is true wisdom. This is the reason that a lot of people don't find it, because the truth is, the way to find the fear of the Lord, the way to process the fear of the Lord, is by getting down on our hands and knees and asking God for help. That's wisdom. God is the one who established wisdom. So you can understand that principle a little better, I want you to get this one. Because if you think that's tough, because that is tough, this one's even tougher. God created time for humanity. You see, you think, no. Yet in a Genesis, you'll be like going, wait a second. There was no time until there was a finite being. Uh-oh. These are the thoughts that just like you go, okie dokie. Right. So when we say we know a lot, you know, because we ate from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Yeah, we ate. God planted it. See that difference right there? We ate from it. God created it. Oh, okay. That's more. And so the wisdom in this is that to fear God, to be humble before him, to recognize, you don't have to, it's not even, there's no actor, there's no nothing. Just like, Lord, man, you're in charge. I don't get it. Look, I don't understand everything. I'm amazed, by the way, academically, that God has given us such grace and like medicines and things. I think it's fantastic, right? But there is nothing that man comes up. I mean, when man celebrates that we got to the moon, right? And in my own family, celebrates that we sent a rover to Mars. Hey, here's one. God created this solar system and every other one. We celebrate our achievement by going to the moon. God creates a billion moons. Yeah, okay. Perhaps maybe we pull it back a little. Say, you know what, Lord? You're in charge. We're going to find wisdom by humbling ourselves before you, acknowledging you, and stop trying to tell you how to do things. The one thing that I just cannot escape, every single breath you have ever taken and will yet take is a gift from God. He owes you nothing, but in his graciousness gives you everything. Okay. What a deal. Such a deal we have for you.
And if you go back and study that Genesis, Dave, you will see his beautiful, wise plan from the beginning of time, and it's still going on right now.
Yes. Gotcha. I'm with you. All right. Just think about it. Okay. Okay, trivia question. The Lord sent Jonah to preach against what city? Nineveh. That was the city. All right. The answer was Nineveh. Okay, in case you're wondering. Okay, that was a fun study in Job. We still got stuff to go, but tomorrow, lights out tomorrow. Just better get ready. That's all I'm going to say. Just going to leave it there. I hope it's a blessing for you. In the meantime, the way to move forward is to humble your heart before the Most High God, right? Only he knows. All right, folks, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas, taking a 22.5-hour break. Then we'll come back. More Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
The views expressed in the preceding program were those of the speakers and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.